Developing Perspective. If you are a original listener to Developing Perspective, you'll realize it's been quite some time since I recorded an episode. It's just been not one of those things that I can get to. Something that I'm hoping to get into more and more as time goes on. But anyway, that's the past, and this is now. I think Developing Perspective, when it started, was a daily thing that I'd do, sort of every weekday, walking through links, articles, just various things sort of that I found interesting that an iOS developer might find interesting, someone who kind of does what I do. I think I'm going to be shifting that sort of more and more away from probably that model of, in terms of it's just a bit too much to keep up with it with a daily schedule, having all those links, all that content. It was a bit too much of a fire hose. I think of moving a little bit farther back, and rather than doing that kind of an approach, be talking a little bit more analysis, a little bit more of a director's commentary, if you will, on the content I put together and do for my website. Which I'm not, if you're not familiar with, I recently relaunched or changed. It's now david-smith.org. It's david-smith.org. It's my new site. Hopefully you'll like it. It's built on Octopress, which if you are starting a new site, I'd highly recommend if you're a bit of a hacker, if you don't mind running around in some Ruby scripts and things. It does just, it's a really nice environment. Means that you enter up with a static HTML site that you can just host in anything. I host it on Linode with Apache, which is, you know, a delightfully fast and super low maintenance way to do it. I was recently on Daring Fireball, and the Fireball traffic just, you know, barely even made the server stand up and take note. I think at its peak, when, you know, hundreds and hundreds of Daring Fireball readers were hitting the site constantly, you know, I think the server peaked at like 3 or 4% CPU. It just was kind of irrelevant. But anyway, so that's kind of what I've been doing and what I've been changing. And I'm going to be talking a little bit about sort of on this the post podcast going forward. I'll probably keep roughly a similar format where the show will probably be fairly short, maybe, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes. Probably, you know, still just me talking rather than other people or things going on. And mostly I'm just going to be talking about articles I've written. And kind of if you read the site, this will be somewhat a little bit less interesting, I guess. But hopefully it's good to get kind of the extra depth and perspective on what I'm writing about, as well as just another way of getting that content. So if you're don't like reading it, you can hopefully get it in the podcast, and that'd be helpful. All right, so I'm going to start by talking about an article I wrote yesterday talking about the App Store Christmas bump. So if you're not familiar with it, every year, you know, around December 25th, Christmas Day, the App Store experiences a dramatic increase in software sales. This is well above and beyond normal sales. It varies from year to year, but it seems to have kind of stabilized a bit. And you can kind of see this amazing thing where everyone gets new iTunes gift cards, new devices, new iPads, new iPod touches, new iPhones, who knows, whatever it is, you know, on December 25th. And for roughly maybe the week 2 weeks after, I see a massive spike in sales. As a result, it's been kind of an interesting thing because it creates this tremendous stress in the developer community about making sure that everything's perfect for Christmas Day. You want to be as highly ranked. You want to have no lingering bugs that are going to cause bad ratings, bad reviews to show up in the App Store for you. You want to make sure your server can handle the load that's going to be generated by, you know, say 7-10 times, who knows, users for that one day. If you have a new app, it's very, very helpful to get it in right before, because if it's going to take off and if it's going to go anywhere, it's a great jumpstart from a revenue perspective to get that app in by Christmas Day, and then you'll see this massive jump the next day. So that's kind of enough. Is sort of the history of what's going on there. And something that's been kind of interesting, too, is Apple also shuts down iTunes Connect, which is sort of the developer portal for managing the business side of being in the App Store during this period. There's a variety of things going on there. I think it's both to give the people who run it a break, probably also to make sure everything's locked down so it's easier for them to administer and manage during the actual iTunes, you know, during the Christmas period where they're dealing with so much traffic on their end as well. And so it's just kind of an interesting period where at least it's on Christmas Day, developers can't be in there tweaking and adjusting and playing because it's just shut down. So anyway, they published sales for this year. You know, so this is Christmas Day 2011. And the results were actually pretty impressive. So for one of my main apps, My Recipe Book, which is an iPad-only app that lets you organize recipes. I looked at the sales for it, both for 2010 and 2011, and kind of just saw how large that bump was. And specifically what I did is I compared daily sales to the year-to-date average for both years. So in 2010, the year-to-date average, and 2011. And in both cases, Christmas Day roughly had about a 700% increase, which put another way means that I sold about seven times the normal volume of My Recipe Book on Christmas Day than I normally do. So it takes an entire week. Essentially, it adds it to the end. So it's almost like there's 53 weeks in the App Store because you get that extra sort of week sales into one day. And especially interesting now, this is a couple days after Christmas, I'm recording on December 28th, it seems to be still continuing to some degree. It's not quite seven times at this point. I think it's probably more like five and six, maybe in it to four and a half. You know, it's kind of sort of gradually tapering off. But there's still a lot of increase, and then it'll kind of diminish down. And if history is a guide, will become kind of into a steady state at some point. So you know, just something interesting to look at. Well, if you're a developer, you know, it's as of now, it's probably, what, 362 days until next Christmas. So if you're a developer hearing this, you've got plenty of time to sort things out for next year. But definitely something that's kind of fun. Good way to think about sort of sales in terms of, okay, so I'm sort of getting everything queued up for Christmas, you know, knock it off, and you can do a week's sales in a day. So definitely nothing bad there. All right, next is I'm going to talk about iTunes affiliate links. And this is kind of an interesting topic. It's just a nice little way to make extra revenue. And so if you're not familiar with it, affiliate links are a way that you can create links to things in various Apple iTunes stores. So that's for music, videos, podcasts, audiobooks, apps, in the iOS and Mac App Store, as well as iBooks. And you create a little link, and if anyone ever clicks on that, and then if they buy anything in the App Store, after clicking your link, the next 3 days, you get 5% of whatever they bought. So they click on a link on my site for my recipe book, for example. They click on that. It's a $3 app. They buy it. I would get an extra 15 cents on top of my normal actual sale. And then say 2 days later, they bought something else. Say they bought a copy of Instapaper, which is a $5 app. I'd get a 25 cent commission on that, even though I didn't link to that directly. So it's just a nice kind of thing that you can do to kind of boost your revenue. It's not never going to be a huge revenue maker for you unless you have a huge amount of traffic that you're driving to the iTunes store. But what it does is lets you kind of really clean up your... It's a sort of like, it's almost like cleaning up the scraps. You're kind of reaching around and saying, well, there's this little extra money on the table here. You know, Apple's providing this extra 5% of sales. Why wouldn't you take advantage of that? I mean, especially as a developer, it's a nice thing when you're linking to your own stuff to kind of increase the percentage that you're getting back. So rather than getting 70% of the sale price, you're more, you know, sort of in many ways, you're getting 75% of the sale price, which is great. So the process of getting set up is pretty straightforward. Basically, if you go to my site, or there's a link in the show notes, you just click the link in there. You click it. You can register for the LinkShare program. You apply for the iTunes affiliate program, accept some terms and conditions, sign a few things. Then you wait a little bit, and you'll be approved for the program. At that point, you can create links. LinkShare pays out your money back to you on a monthly basis. You can get it as check, direct deposit, and they've always been great with that. I've had some affiliate programs and advertising things. It's a nightmare to actually get your money. At LinkShare and Apple's iTunes affiliate program, I've always had nothing but success with. And so that's kind of at a high level. And you can go into LinkShare, which is the system that runs it, and you can manage the process of making all these links. And you can do all these crazy things, you know, these big gaudy banners, you know, like Glee now out on iTunes. That's kind of awful. And You can also do things that are simpler. So, you know, say you want to just make a link to a single product and you get a nice little text link. But the ones that they give you out of the system, I find are just terrible for two main reasons. One, they're kind of inscrutable and opaque. You end up with this thing that starts, you know, http://click.linksynergy.com/fsbin/stat. You know, question mark, ID, blah, blah, blah. And you're ending up with something that's just, a user doesn't really know what to do with that. And in my experience, if I want to have someone click on something, I want them to be able to mouse over it. And what pops up next to it, you know, kind of in the status bar, is something that they can understand, that looks normal. I want it to be the thing that they're used to. So, you know, if you have any experience in the App Store, you're used to, if it says itunes.apple.com/app/myrecipebook, you're kind of know what that is. You kind of know what to do with that. And so I want those. And then two, if you use the normal proxied links where it goes to click.linksynergy.com first, it'll hit to that site and then it will redirect to iTunes and then it will open in the iTunes store, which on a desktop is kind of annoying. You'll kind of have this like two or three seconds of like the browser just kind of twitching. On an iPad or iPhone, this is just drives you nuts, because say you're in an application, you click, hey, you know, get an app store. You click it, it'll launch Safari. Safari will open a new page, redirect, show nothing, and then open the app store, and then find the app and show it to you. It's just a horrible experience. It's like the phone was just like going nuts for 3 seconds, and I imagine most users just think they broke something. So there's an alternate method. It's called the short link method in Apple's advanced affiliate linking reference. And basically it's a way of, instead of doing these nice big fancy links that have link tracking and all kinds of stuff in them, instead what you do is you just append two values to any standard iTunes link. So, you know, itunes.apple.com/us/app/myrecipebooks, like the standard link you'd get out of iTunes. If you right click on any icon and say copy link, you just add two things. One of them is a site ID. This is unique to you, and you get it by going through the link maker tool in Linkshare. Eventually you kind of work your way through and you'll get this 11-digit code, and that's unique to you, and that's the ID that you'll pass to Apple that they then pass back to give you money. And the second is the partner ID. Now, I'm only familiar with doing this in the US, or some with Linkshare. There's all kinds of other people who do it. In Europe, I think there's one. There's one, I think, in Australia or Asia, something like that. But in the United States, you do it with Linkshare, and Linkshare's partner ID is 30. So in my case, I can take any link and add the following to it. You know, ampersand partner ID equals 30, ampersand site ID equals IZE7M699RYO, and I put that on anything I ever link to. It's super easy, super trivial, and I make a little bit of extra money. Like I said, these aren't huge sums of money you'll make from it, but you know, it's not bad. I've probably made, you know, maybe $1,000 or $2 this year from it, from all the various things I've linked to. And depends on what. And the interesting thing is, you can link to things you didn't make. You can link to things that are free and hope people will go to other things. For example, I recently linked to Logic, which is just announced in the Mac App Store, just to kind of let people know, hey, Logic came up. It used to be $500, now it's $200. And someone bought it through that link just on Twitter. I just, you know, tweeted it out there. And so I got $10 from that, because it's, you know, $200 piece of software. So, you know, it's definitely worth doing. I think it's a good way to make a little extra money, which, you know, as an indie developer, definitely doesn't hurt. All right, that's it for today's show. Hope you like the new format. If you do, if you have any thoughts, questions, comments, concerns, I'd love for you to hit me up on Twitter. That's the best way to reach me, which I'm @_DavidSmith. Or if you go to my website, davidsmith.org, or which is with a dash, so david-smith.org, you hit there, and on the about screen, there's an email address there if you need to get a hold of me that way, if you prefer. Otherwise, I look forward to kind of keeping this going, starting this back up, and, you know, hope you enjoy it. Thanks.